Because he initiated the Tainus, and the Tainus was at the very outset, the Tainus Boridov. So in such a case where the Balaveda says a Borigomo, he initiates the Tainus. And the time is in Bori Gomu, so then he has to swear. So there is no takone that he's caught. In the case where the Balaveda doesn't know of anything, and the Meitzei takes the initiative, so then Midraisei is caught of Shwe. Then he's a Meitzei Baveda Gomu. So when would the Chachom Misake, that Midrabonon doesn't have to take Shwe. But with the Raisi, he does have to take a shwe where the Balaveda did take the initiative. But the Tainus Bori is a Bori Sheni Gomo. Bori Sheni Gomo. In other words, where he comes and says to the Meitzei, now I was to kiss him. And then I was standing on the roof and I saw that you picked up a kiss. I saw you picked up a kiss. Whether you picked up one kiss or two kisses, in that I didn't see it, I just saw that you picked up one, the whole apart. Whether you picked up one or two, I didn't see. But I'm drawing my conclusions. After all, I lost two kisses that were tied together. And I saw that you picked up one. And this is the one, so you must have picked up the other. And he says, no, I picked up only one. So it's a kind of boring shame ago. So in such a case, Midraisei would have to swear. He would have to swear because he's not considered a real Meshiva Veda. But in the Rabbanon, he doesn't have to swear. So the Mashal says that, the Rashbo in Gittin says that. So the Yeshua applies that also to Shittas Rashi. Now, So according to the Pnei Yeshua, so the Shite of Rashi is not completely like the Rinnigash. But he holds Migel after a Mishvuye loyal to Rashi. But Migel of Meshiva Veda, if it's a Meshiva Veda Gomo, where there is no time is boring altogether, where the Tevea, it does not initiate with the time is boring, So then he's potter of Yishvuyeh Midrais. And in the case where the Teveya, he does initiate, but it's a time is born in Sheini Gomu, then Midrais say he has to swear, but Midrabonon he doesn't have to swear. But there are many spirits against that shot. Now the Nachal Dovid is masking against this Yeshua, because there are many spirits. Now, the Gemara in Gittin, right here, the Gemara in Gittin, which says that the Gemara says, "V'Rav Yitzchok Lesley Hamitzi Mitzio Lidish Bamitzikon Eilo." So the Huda Omak Rebbeza B'Yakov. So Rashi says, "Huda Omak Rebbeza B'Yakov." The Heicha Dikotavo Leitanis Bori Loichoshit Leneishi Lameilo. The Tanya Rebbeza B'Yakov Beimeir Polim Shodim Lidish Bal Tanya Satsmi. Keita Mono Lo Vicho B'Yodim V'Achaltif Prat. הרי זה נשבע, וזהו שנשבע אותה נסעת. So, the Gemara Chachomim אומרים, אין עוד מי שווה לפותח. ורבי זה ביעקב רק למי שווה לפותח. So, Rashi says, now, if we are going to say, as the Pnei Yeshua says, that Rashi Shite is, that the מי שווה לגומו, the מי שווה לגומו, so he's potter of Yishvuy and Midrais, because the Meshiva Veda after a Mishwe, we do say. So it's part of Mishwe the Raisa, not only Midrabonon. Midrabonon, when is it part of Mishwe only Midrabonon? If he did initiate with Tainus Bori, if the Balaveda initiated with the Tainus Bori, but with the Tainus Bori, Sheni Gomu. But where the Balaveda did not initiate with Tainus Bori altogether, so then he's part of Mishwe Midrabonon. So Memele now, the Gemara, Rashi says, Hashte mashma shein odom tevei, that no one is tevei. So Memele, it wasn't initiated in the time is born by the Teveya. So then he's a Meshiva Veda Gomor. If he's a Meshiva Veda Gomor, according to the Pnei Yeshua, Rashi Shita is that he's potter of Yishuvah mid Raisa. And still, when the Gemara has the Kashe, the Rabbi Lezer, Lesley, Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, Lesley Mishavid, Potter, the Rabbi Lezer, Lesley, Tmuri Vahavinim bo, the Rabbi Lezer, Lesley, Choshe de Tikkun Eilom, the Mishavid, the Potter of Yishuvah, the Yimkein Shovik Lo Beozul, Vahainam Bekim Delim Tovi, Kim Mishavid. So he says, how can Rabbi Lezer say that that Odom is nishba tane satsme imono vichob yodi, vachalt is pras, harim zu nishba, but he shouldn't be nishba because of that akone. But here the Gemara is reference to the case where there was no tree at the outset. So that means he was a meshiva veide gomu, and still Rashi emphasizes the akone of Tikkun Eilom. So it's mashma from this Rashi, not as if the Yeshua says the Rashi, that where there was no tree at the outset by the Tevea, so then a Meshiva Veda is potter of Yeshua Mizraise. No, here the Gemara assumed that Rabbi Edmund Yaakov has reference to the case where there was no tree, where there was no tree by the Tevea at the very outset. On the contrary, so the Nitva initiated the matter. So he said, Mono lo vicho biyodi. So the Nitva initiated the matter. And still, Rabbi Zeman Yaakov says that he swears. So according to the Yeshua's Pshat L'Rashi, he should be potter of Yeshua mid Raisa, and Rashi says, how is it possible that Rabbi Zeman Yaakov says that there is Yeshua, but he should be potter of Yishuvah because of Hametz Mitzion and Yishvam de Tikkun Eilom. So it appears from this Rashi, that Rashi holds, that Migel Aftura Mishvoye lo yamrino, Midraise. And even by Meshiv Aveide, even the Migel of Meshiv Aveide, so it's lo yamrino. In other words, Rashi agrees completely with the Shita of the Vinegar, that there is no Migel Aftura Mishvoye Midraise, not even the Migel of Meshiv Aveide. So then the question arises, how will he explain the Gemore of Nitnimao Matir? How will he explain the Gemore of Nitnimao Matir? So insofar as the Rimigash is concerned, so there are many who say that the Rimigash explains the Gemore the way Tesves in Suves mentions the Pshat. Nitnimao Matir made the Mitzvah Satayni Yishba. Made Mitzvah Tani Yishba, made the Mitzvah's head this way. But Kifar Hakul not, let the Kifar Hakul also be Nehemon. Let the Kifar Hakul also be in Nehemon. And let the Kifar Hakul also swear. So can the Meis Ponov, the reason is why Kifar Hakel does not have to swear, because there is a partial Biro supplied by the Kifar Hakul. The fact that they know the Meis Ponov no Hakel. So that is in lieu of Yishuvah, because there is a presumption they know the Meis Ponov Hakel. So this is how many Miforshim explain the Gemara according to the Rimigash. The Rimigash doesn't say it in so many words, this Pshat. It's possible to explain the Rimigash that way. You'll soon see what the Rimigash says. But this is how many assume that the Rimigash explains the Gemara of Rabbi. But this could be said in connection to the Rimigash, but we certainly couldn't say that Pshat in Rabbi, in according to Rashi, because Rashi says in so many words, Nidimau Votero, Vilichoshvi Kimishva Veda, Lipotresh, Likova Vechele. So Rashi doesn't apply Rabbi's Kashi of Nidimau Votero to Kibar Hakel. Nidimau Votero, Midimitzas swears, but Kibar Hakel not, let the Kibar Hakel also swear. Rashi explains, Nidimau Votero, Midimitzas swears, let the Midimitzas not swear. Let him be Nemon, because he is a Mishva Veda. Is a Mishvah Veide. So, but it seems from Rashi in Shvues, from Rashi in Gittin, and also from Rashi in Shvues, it appears that Rashi holds that the whole reason is why a Mishvah Veide Gobo, even when there is no Tviyad by the Tevea. So the whole reason is why he should be potter of Shvues is the Tachonis Chachomim. But Midrash says there wouldn't be any Kashe against Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, even though we talk in Mide. So that means that Rashi holds der Tmigel Achtur am Schwur der Amrinon, even der Tmigel auf welche Wabende. So, what does he do with Rabbi Shaila, with Mal Vateiro, and Rashi doesn't explain it the way some Mephoshim say the Rimigash explained it. Rashi applies Rabbi Shaila with Mal Vateiro, Ligabi Midmiktas, not Ligabi Kibra. So, the Tumim says something very ingenious, he says. So he says as follows. Now, as a matter of fact, we could say, and the Visalevi says, I mean, that this is how the Rimigash explains Rabbi. Not as the other Mephoshim say, the Rimigash explains Rabbi like the Loshin in Tesis in Suves. Nimau Latino Milistan Yishba, but Kifahakl not, let Kifahakl also in the Vishu. The Tumim says as follows. He says, two, Migel Aftura Mishwe Leyamina. And this Migel of Mishwa Beide Leyamina. So that means where the Migel arises in a single situation. Let's say, in a single situation. So then we say, if the Migel arises only in a single situation, but not in all cases, so we say, Migel Aftura Mishwe Leyamina. This is how the Midrash explains the Gemara in Shwe. When Shmuel said that the Socher is Nishba Veneitel. So when is the Socher Nishba Veneitel? Nishba Veneitel, and the Balabais must pay the whole salary to the Socher, that is She Socher Beit. Avo Socher Shalei Beit. Miteich Sheyochol Eimalei Rizchatichom Eilo. Nemon Leimalei Rizchatichom Satlos Ho. So what? So he's Potter, so he doesn't even have, so there is no Shmuel. So Rambach Chomet says Kam Malius or Shmais. So Rove says my Malius is in Kain Shuas Hashomrin Heich Mishkachas Lo Miteich Shenem Amimal Adam Yochleim Alem. So Rambach Chomet answers no Kishi Yifkide Beidin. So Rove asks again Kishkide Beidin Miteich Shenem Amimal Le Azartelach. So is Nem Amimal Le Anso? Why should he swear? Rambachom answers, Kishifkiri Bishtam. So that means, so what was the kashe of Rove? If we say Migel Aftura Mishwe, so then a shamer, if he says Nensu, except in the case where it's Ifkiri Bishtam, so he shouldn't have to swear. He should be Nemon with the Migel. He should be Nemon with the Migel. So over there, so what is Rove trying to say? What is Rove trying to say? Now Rove apparently holds that the Shemeir is not Nemon on the time of Nemsu. Even if it wasn't Tifkid Bishtar, so he has to swear. This is what Rove assumes. So from that, Rove deduced that Migel Aftura Mishvuyam Uyamrino. So the Migel Kamam Al Yisoshmai. But over there, so it's not that in every Shuas HaShomrim there is a Migel Aftura Mishwe. There are certain cases of Shuas HaShomrim where there is no Migel. For example, if Kile Bishtar. So there is no Migel. And if we say like Mandoma that a Mafkid Chavir Beinim is Tzorich Vahazir Beinim, so then in every case of a Mafkid Beinim, so there is no Migel. But there are many situations where the Shemel we stay in Enso has a Migel. But the Migel doesn't apply to every case of Shomer, where the Shemer is staying in Ensu. Let's say in the case where the Shemer is staying in Ensu, but it's his Kidei to Chavir Bishtar, then there is no Migel. There is no Migel. So then we have to say, but if in the particular case of Shemer, there is a Migel, so the Midah says, Migel Aftura Mishwe Eloyam Lehem. Because since there is a halacha of Shwe. There is a halacha of Shwe. Because even if we would say Migel Aftura Mishwe Amrino, there still would be a Chiyuv Shwe of Nensu. In the case of Ifkinei Tzol Chavir Mishtar, then there is no Migel. Then there is no Migel. So there is a Chiyuv Shwe. But we are trying to pattern the Shema of Shwe in the case, in a single situation, where it was not Yifkiri Chavir Mishtar, where there is a Migel, so we say, since the Torah was mechayev a shvuah lichol apoches in the case of if kidei tzor chaver b'shtar. So then there is no midah. So there is a chiyuv shvuah, but we want to part of the shame thereof a shvuah in the case where he has a midah, where it's not b'shtar, where it's not bein. So then we want to part of him from the shvuah to the midah. We say miglat to the shvuah amrila. Inasmuch as the Torah mentions a partial of shvuah, of shvuah of nemsu, but in a particular situation, we are trying to relieve the shemer of the shvuah because of migel. So migel after the shvuah amuna. Because if the Torah was mechayev shvuah, so then only for the so that means that he's only nemon if he swears. If he doesn't swear, he's not there. So he cannot have nemones without swear, because there is a partial shvuah. Masha'im can hear by Rabbi. So the Remigash, the Tum says the Remigash can also explain Rabbi Shaila the way all the Rishonim explain. Not with the Ma'am Matil Mitzatari Yishba, but Kivarakl not, let Kivarakl also be Mechoy Vishweh. No, the Remigash, the Tum says the Remigash can explain it the way all the other Rishonim explain. Nifni Ma'o Mroteiro made the Mitzvah Taina Yishma. But so in other words, by made the Mitzvah, so in all cases of made the Mitzvah there is a Mitzvah. It's not like Shvuah of Nensu. Shvuah of Nensu, so sometimes there is a Mitzvah, sometimes there is no Mitzvah. If he was Mafkit Chavir Mishtar, then there is no Mitzvah. If he was not Mafkit Chavir Mishtar and not made him, then there is definitely a Mitzvah. So there we say Migel Aftur Mishvah Amrino. Since there has to be a parasha of shvuah, there is a chiyuv shvuah. Because the whole apochas in the case of mafkid chavir b'shtar, then there is a chiyuv shvuah. And then there is no midah. So the Torah had to mention a chiyuv shvuah. Since the Torah definitely had to mention a chiyuv shvuah, but we are trying to patter the mitzvah of the shvuah in a single situation where it was not mafkid chavir b'shtar. So we say, we have a chiyuv of shvuah, the Torah has a parasha of shvuah. What does the parasha of shvuah imply? That they made it, that a shemeir is not nemon nensu unless he swears. So even when he has a migah, he's not nemon without the shvuah. Because that's the chiyuv of shvuah. Masha'in can hear gabi made a mikzat. So in every case of made a mikzat, there is a migah. There is not a single case of made a mikzas where there is no. One second. There is not a single case of made a mikzas where there is no shvuah, where there is no migel. So mimele the kasha is, so then we should say, since there is our, so what kind of interest could we give? We should say, the reason that's why the Torah was mechayev made a mikzas, a shvuah, even though in every case of made a mikzas, there is a migel. So the reason is why the Torah was mechayev a shvuah and made the mikzah, even though in every case of made the mikzah there is a migel, because migel after the mishvuah le'amrino. No, but it's certainly not reasonable to assume now if in every case of made the mikzah, there is a migel. So that means that there is no purpose by the Torah in imposing shvuah. What is the purpose of shvuah? To be mivarech for shvuah. To be mivarech for shvuah. So mimele. So we can say, if there is a certain shvuah, but in a particular situation there is a migel. So once there is a chiyuv shvuah, so the Zerzakosov implies that the one who is mechuyev shvuah is only nemon of the shvuah. He is not nemon to migeh. Masha'in came by meidim mikzas, where in every case of meidim mikzas there is a migeh. So memele, the Torah shouldn't even have a parsha of shvuah of meidim mikzas. So, and we cannot say, just because migel after mishvuah le'amginon, so the Torah provided, mentioned a shvuah of made a mikzah, so we shouldn't say migel after mishvuah, because the Torah, the purpose the purpose of the Shvuyer, of every Shvuyer, is to be Mivarer. Is to be Mivarer. Even according to Tesis, I say today, I mean that according to Tesis, the Chalizdin Shvuyer is not a Tiratiru. So it's not the Chalizdin, it's not a Tiratiru. But the purpose is certainly to be Mivarer. In the long run, to be Mivarer, so it should serve as a deterrent. And especially according to the other Rishonim, that the whole Chalizdin is to be Mivarer. So how could the Torah mention a parsha, a chiyuv of Shvuyer b'milim mitzas, a chiyuv of Shvuyer b'milim mitzas, a chiyuv of Shvuyer b'milim mitzas, when in all cases of b'milim mitzas, that the Torah has reference to, so there is a negate. So, Rabbi says, because there is no negate in all cases of Meidim Mitzah, because in order may spawn off with Neval Cheve, but if not for the fact of in order may spawn off with Neval Cheve, then there shouldn't be any parsha of Shvuyer by Meidim Mitzah. 1 second, let me finish it, please. Now, so there wouldn't be any parsha of Shvuyer by Meidim Mitzah. So this is what the Rabbi says. With Limaom Roteiro Meidim Mitzah Satayim Yishma. So in other words, since in all cases of Meidim Mitzah, so there is a Mige, so Meile, the Torah shouldn't even mention a Chiyuv Shvuyer, because the purpose of Shvuyer is to be Mivareh, it's Mivur Veimei. Vashem Kein, by Shvuyer Sashomrim, where there are many cases of Nensu, where there is no Migeh. So the Torah had to mention a parsha, a chiyuv of Shvuyer of Nensu. Let's say, in the case of Matkiv Chavir Bishtar, then there is no Migeh. So the Torah had to mention a chiyuv of Shvuyer of Nensu. But then we find in a single situation where they had the Migeh. So we say, since the Torah had to mention a chiyuv of Shvuyer, the Torah had to mention a chiyuv of Shvuyer of Nensu. So even in a case where he happens to have a Migeh, so we do not say that he should be Demon without the Shvuyer, because once we have a Chiyuv of Shvuyer, so he cannot patter himself, he is not Demon without the Shvuyer. But here the Kashi of Rabbi was, In all cases of Meidim Mitzah, there is a Migeh. So, and since the purpose of Shvuyer, of any Shvuyer, is to be Mivareh, so where it is Mivur HaVeimei, without Shvuyer, why should the Torah impose a Shvuyer? This is how the Tumim explains the Rabbi's Kashya. Now, as a matter of fact, many say that the Midrash let me finish it, please. I know the Akashas, there is the Kashi against the Pshat because of a certain Rashi in Bava Kama. Let me finish it, please. Now, Veit Kosav, the Rosh mentions in the name of the Rimigash, that's the Migashite. In Kolanish Boy, in the beginning, it's paragraph Gimel in Pirikolanish, the Rosh in Pirikolanish Boy in Shwit. Veit Kosav, the Rimigash, the Lo Yamrino Migel Aftura Mishwe El Aftura Mimon, the Oshvu Ashomrin, the Ikil Meima Migel, the Chayin made me Mikzas. He mentions Idechot also, so I mean, so the Kashi is, what kind of a Raya is it by Idechot, also this is another point. V'chei meide me miktsas, ikel mei ma'ar v'ho mihe, v'afil hoche mishtab. So the Rimigas mentions the Halochet, that Migel Abdura Mishvuya lo yamrinon, and his Raya is from meide mihe. So the Rosh asks, Hadarabe, from the Mikta, so the Mikta says that Migalat Torah Mishvue Le'amrino. How do we know that Migalat Torah Mishvue, that Migalat Torah Mishvue is Le'amrino? How do we know that Migalat Torah Mishvue is Le'amrino? So that we know because of the Chiyuv Shvui of Migalat. So in other words, if Migalat Torah Mishvue Amrino, so everything in Mikta should be part of Mishvue. So they all ask, Adrabe, that was the kasha of Rabbi. And Rabbi says, why is the Mikta Chayav Mishvue? Because they know the Mei, so it's a Migda Hoze. So only because it's a Migda Hoze, that's why he's not Nemon the Mikta without the Shvue. But if it hadn't been Migda Hoze, he would be Nemon. So on the contrary, so it's a Raya from the Mikta, that Migda Aftura Mishvue, if it's not Migda Hoze, we do say. That's what it is. So that's why the Mephoshim say that the Rimigash explains the Kasha of Rabbi, the way there is a Losh limitation in Suez Afifet, the Malam, what they want me to make the time in Yishba, and Kifar Hakel, he does not have to swear, let the Kifar Hakel also be in Choshua. So then comes Rabbi Seret, in the Meis Bonov, Bifnei Bal Chevei. So all that Rabbi is saying here, that the reason why Kifar Hakel doesn't have to swear is because of an Emeis. But Rabbi doesn't ask why maybe the Mikzah has to swear. So that was never raised by Rabbi. So why? Why wasn't that raised by Rabbi? Because Miklav Trum Shwile Amrinon, that's why Rabbi didn't ask. Why does the Mikzah have to swear? But Rabbi asked another Shaila. Why the Kifar Hakel Poter of Shul? Not why a made the Mikzah has to swear. Because that was Poshe to Rabbi. Why a made the Mikzah has to swear? A made the Mikzah has to swear for the simple reason that Miklav Trum Shul Amrin. Miklav Trum Shul Amrin. So this is, that's what they say. Now, but according to the Tumim, so the Bisalevi says, so the Mikzah, so we don't have to say that the Tumim, that the Rimigash explains the Kash, the Shiloh of Rabbi, like the Tesvet, the Washington Tesvet, in Suez Ashifet. But he also explains that the Shiloh of Gemara, the Rimigash, the way all the Rishayim explain. Mipnei Ma'om Voteo. Made the Mikta Fatayna Yishba. So since the purpose of Shvui is to be Mivareh, so it's not Mistaba to say that the Torah should impose a Shvui, Meshachir Shvui, when it's Mivura Veimei without Shvui. So what's the Teret? So the Teret is, that's the Kashe of Rabbi. So Rabbi says, The reason is why there is a Chiyuv Shvui is because Eino Domei Sponov Bifnei Bal Chevei. So that means that because the Rimigash holds that wherever Miga is effective, then even Miga the Hod is effective. V'orayeh v'gimoreh inat v'or basre, opam yizid ach lechush lebin adoye. So akdi domov of the Yizeh, he is Nemo. Because Mitech Shiyoch Leina Likucho, so Nemolema, that the Yizim ate up that much of Seirim. But there it's a Migah D'Hoze, so the answer is, if Migah is effective, so Migah is effective even when it's a Migah D'Hoze. If Migah is effective, so it's effective even when it's a Migah D'Hoze. But here the Gemara says that why? Because the effectiveness of Migei is not mitzad dil. The effectiveness of Migei is because of nemones of time of Baldova. That's about the Bisalevi doesn't say. So it's because of nemones of time of Baldova. So Melee doesn't make a difference whether it is of it's not immediate Hose. But the Kasha of the Gemara was true that Miguel after Mishvuye we don't say. Miguel after Mishvuye we don't say. But since there is always a Miguel, there is always a Miguel, a Bill. Now, so before the Gemara gave the answer of Inu Damei Isponov. So then there would be a Bill. So since it's always Mivura Veime, in every case of Miguel and Miktas, it's always Mivura Veime. If not for the Inu Damei, then it would be Mivura Veime in every case of Miguel and Miktas. It's not shy to say that the Torah should impose a Shvuye to be Mivareya because of the Mones, fine. Because of Nemones, when it's Mivura Veime without the Shvuye. So then he says, because Einu Damei Isponov and Valcheime. So Memele, it's not Mivura Veime. Since Einu Damei Isponov, so without the Shvuye, it's not Mivura Veime. Since it's not Mivura Veime, so Memele, he has to swear. So there is a Shvuye. And once there is a Shvuye, even if in a single situation, there will be a Migeh, so then you go after a Mishvuye Le'amun. This is how the Tumim explains Rashi, and the Bishalevi says that the Migash also explained it that way. Now we have to understand this Alochi. Now, the Gemara says here, now let's see, so we can say not like the Teishua. In other words, on the contrary, that Rashi Shite is completely like the Migash. That Migel after a Mishvuye we don't say. And even Migel, Meshva Beidel after a Mishvuye we don't say. So that's why Rashi says here, Virabelezea Lesle Mishva Beide, Virabelezea Lesle Mishva Beide Poteak, Muiva Vinembo, Virabelezea Lesle Choshe Nitik Meilom, the Mishva Beide Potem Mishvuye. Dem kein Schobe Klevozo, Vai Name, Kim Dui Tove, Kim Meishi Fa Beide Hu. Now, there is one difficulty. So Rashi explained the Kasha of the Gemara. The Gemara asks against Rabbi Yitzchok. Rabbi Yitzchok says that the Meitzi Mitzio has to swear. So the Gemara asks to Rabbi Yitzchok, let's say, HaMeitzi Mitzio Liyushban Zetikon Eilom. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yitzchok holds like Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov. Rabbi Yitzchok holds like Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov. And Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov holds that Meshiv Aveide has to swear. Tanya, Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, Eime Apolim Shon Yimish Bal Tayim Tatsme, Keita, Mono Lo Vicho Biyodi, Ve'achalti Pras, Harei Ze Nishba, Vizehu She Nishba Al Tayim Tatsme. So, Hashte Mashma, She'in Odom Teire. Ukam Im Foshloi Biteyari. So the halachah of the Gemara was that Rabbi Ben Yaakov is referenced to the case where there is no tefillah. So then the Gemara asks, then Rabbi Ben Yaakov, let the Mishva Veide, since there is no tefillah, Moivav Vinimbo, the Rabbi Ben Lest Lichshosh and Itikin Eilom, the Mishva Veide, Potam Mishvue, the Mishva Veide, why not the Kim Doitov, the Mishva Veide? So it's mashma that the only reason as to why a Mishva Veide, where one says, Monolo Vicho Biyodi, Vachot is Pras, how it pass? So where the story? So where one says, let's say, what Shimon says to Chaneich ben Ruve. So he says, Mono lo vicho biyod. In other words, I borrowed 100 zoos from your father Ruve. He says that to Chaneich. So how it pass? But half was paid. So So he has to swear on the other hand. Now, but that's what Rabbi Yaakov said. The Chachomim say, "Ein lo tefillah mishvah veide." So the Gemara's kasha was, "If the Rabbi Lezer lets the mishvah veide poter, so he should poter of Mishvue because of the halacha of Hametz Mitzio leMishvah Mitzikenelo." So it's mashma from Rashi. That the only reason is why he should be poter of Mishvue should be because the only reason as to why he should be part of Mishvue should be only because of the Kodesh Chachom. But with the right say, he shouldn't be part of Mishvue. Even though Chaneich ben Ruvein did not initiate the Tvir. On the contrary, Shimon said to Chaneich ben Ruvein, Mono lo vicho biyod. Now, so we have to understand this. Now, how could we say that in such a case he should only be potter of Yishuvim mid Rabbonon, but mid Raise he should be Mechuyev Yishuvim? Rashi says that. But, so the Ramban's Kashi is, the Ramban does not direct himself against Rashi, he directs himself against the Balamoria. But there couldn't be any Chiyuv Shmuyeh of Medin the Mikzah unless there is a Tviyah, there is a tiny word. That's a Gemara for Eshes. That there couldn't be any Shmuyeh of Medin the Mikzah unless there is a tiny word by the Tveyah. Now in the case where Shimon says to Haneir ben Ruben, Mono lo vicho biyodi v'achal bitras. So in other words, he doesn't know anything. He doesn't know anything. Haneir ben Ruben doesn't know anything. But Shimon says to Haneir ben Ruben, I borrowed from your father Reuven $100, and half was already paid out, and the other half I owe. So he has to swear on the other half. So there is no tannis bori. If there is no tannis bori, of course there is no chiyuv shvuah. We don't have to resort to mikke. It's because the whole chiyuv shvuah of mei mikzah is based upon the time of the teveya. In respect to it, then there is a machleket Hashem. Let's say if Reuven says to Shimon, Mono lo biyodcho, and Shimon is the keeper hakel. So, and if Decho testifies that he owes 100, so then, if there is a chiyuv shvuah d'raisa, he Decho m'chayev shvuah. Suppose Reuven says to Shimon, I don't remember whether you borrowed from me $100 or not. Or he says, I remember that you borrowed from me $100, but I don't remember whether you paid it up or you didn't pay it up. And he's there. And then he says, I paid it up completely, I don't owe you a penny. And then Nidecho testifies that he knows, and he knows that he didn't pay it up. He didn't pay it up. So then there is a machloket between Tesis and the Remigash as to whether in such a case the Nifa has to swear. So the Remigash says, that if there is no time is glory by the Tevea, so even the Idechot cannot be Mechaye Mishvue, and Teisve says that the Idechot can be Mechaye Mishvue even if there is no time is glory by the Tevea. So the Machlekes Veshenim is in regard to Shvue Idechot, but in regard to the Mikzah there is no Machlekes, everybody agrees that if the Tevea does not say time is glory, so then there is no Chiyuv Shvue. So the question arises, How can Rashi say, Vira Blezer, now the Havamim of the Gemara was the Blezer, but Yaakov has the case, Shein of the Tevet. So in other words, so Shimon said to Chaneo ben Ruvei, Mono Vicho Biyodi Vachal Tifrah, so there is no Tainis Bori, there is no Tainis Bori. So how, why does Rashi have to say that there shouldn't be Shvuah? There shouldn't be Shvuah because of Takonesh Chacholim Tikkun Eilom. There shouldn't be Shvuah because there is no time. So we have to say in Rashi what the Balamoya says. That it's not, of course, any case where there is no time is bori at all, at no time. Where there is no time is bori at all, at no time. So then, there couldn't be a Shvuah. So the Yaakov would be made a very so Shvuah. But true that the Havamin of the Gemara was the Tabbat of Yaakov when he says Pom Nishodim Nishbal Tainis Atzme. So he has reference to the case where there was a Tainis Bori. And then that's, he has reference to the case where there was no Tviyah. So what does it mean there was no Tviyah? It means there was no Tviyah initiated by Chaneich ben Ruvei. That's what it means. Hashtem Hashma Shinodom Tevei. So the Balamoya explains, the Balamoya is own shite. So he says that it has reference, the Gemara here has reference to the case where in the end there is a Tainis Bori. Where in the end there is a Tainis Bori. And but even though there is a Tainis Bori, so we have to say something similar in Rashi. There has to be a difference between Rashi's chat and Balamoya's chat. But in line with the Balamoya Shite, because the Balamoya Shite is that when one, let's say, suppose Chaneich, that's a machleket between the Balamoya and the Rambam. Suppose Chaneich ben Ruvei would say, now if Chaneich ben Ruvei would say to Shimon, now I saw that I was standing when my father lent you $100. My father lent you $100. And then I was also standing just before my father passed away. So you were made it to my father in my presence. You, Shimon, were made it to my father, Ruvein, that you didn't pay about it. Just before, a few minutes before my father passed away. That certainly would be a kind of glory, there is no doubt. There is no doubt. But suppose Chaneich ben Ruvein would initiate the time. Chaneich ben Ruvein would initiate the time. And he would say, now I wasn't standing. But before my father passed away, so he told me that you, Shimei, borrowed from him $100 and you didn't pay up his repayment. So, according to the Ramban, this would not be considered a Tainis Bori. Tainis Bori is it, when is it a Tainis Bori? When a person is staying on the basis of his own observation. But when Chaneich ben Ruvein is staying on the basis of what his father told him, he didn't, and his father could lie. So, if the father had been living, all right, so the father would be the Baldogo or he would be the Veya. Masheike, the father is not living. And Chaneich ben Ruvein says, my father told me just a minute before he passed away that you, Shimon, borrowed from him $100, you didn't pay up even a penny, that wouldn't be called a Tainis Bori. That's the Shita of the Rambam. The Shita of the Baal HaMoyer is that when he's brought a Tainis Bori, when he says that my father told me, so that's also called a Tainis Bori, because suppose the father had been living, and the father would be there, so that would be a Tainis. And after all, he stands in the shoes of his father. So mainly when he says that my father told me, so it's also called the Tainis Bori. Now, so when Rashi says here, Hashtemashma Sheinodom Tevei, what does it mean Sheinodom Tevei? So it means that the Gemara assumed now that Rav Elazar ben Yaakov is referenced to the case where Chaneich ben Ruvein didn't initiate the time at all. He didn't initiate the time at all. Who initiated the whole matter? Shimon initiated the whole matter. Shimon initiated the whole matter. So Shimon came to Ruvein and says to him, Mono Rabbi Chabiyot, your father, so lent me $100, but 50 of the 100 I paid up. The other 50 I owed. So then once Shimon said that to Chaneich ben Ruvein, so Chaneich ben Ruvein said, you remind me, before my father passed away, a few minutes before my father passed away, so he told me that you borrowed from him $100 and you didn't pay up even one penny. So there is a Tainis Bori. But the Tainis Bori, according to the Baal HaMoyer, this is also considered Tainis Bori. That's another shayla. Because this is also considered Tainis Bori. But the Tainis Bori, so it seems that Rashi agrees with the Baal HaMoyer. But when Rashi says, Hashtem Mashma Sheinodom Tevei, Rashi means as follows. It's not that Chaneich ben Ruvein took the initiative and said to Shimon, my father told me before he passed away that you borrowed $100 and didn't pay up a penny. But Shimon took the initiative. But once Shimon took the initiative and said, Monolog Gichob Yodin Bachal Tifrat, then Chaneich ben Ruvein said, yes, my father told me before he passed away that you borrowed the $100 and you didn't pay up even a penny. So in such a case, so Harizen Nishba, Mizeu Shenishba Tavitak. So Rablez, Hachomim Meimrim, Eino Tumeshiv Abeide. So the Gemara has the Kashi. So what did the Gemara say? Reb Yitzchok, he says that the Meitze Abeide has to swear, and so in other words, he's chilek on the whole din of Hametzim Tzil and Nishba, so he agrees with Reb Elazar ben Yaakov. So the Gemara has the Kashi, the Reb Elazar ben Yaakov, Leslie Mishiv Abeide Poter. Leslie Mishiv Abeide Poter, in other words, Svabim bo, the Reb Elazar Leslie Choshe Nitzik and Eilon, the Mishiv Abeide Poter Mishvue, so Adarabe, so in other words, so according to Rashi agrees completely with the Shite of, Rashi agrees completely with the Shite of the Rebigash, that Migel after the Mishvue Eloyam, and the Migel of Mishiv Abeide after the Mishvue Eloyam. But Azeli, sind ja kurz Chachomim, auf am Mitzimitzir und Nishba, mit ne Tikkun, mit ne Tikkun Eilo, mit ne Tikkun Eilo. And Rashi apparently agrees with the Balamoyer that when his son says, my father told me, even though he doesn't, he himself didn't observe it, so that's also considered time is born. So that could be the Chayevish way of living Mikta. True, there has to be time is born, but it's a veya, in order to live Rashi in Chayevish way of Mikta. But the Gemara said, who do much Rebbe Zabin Yaakov? So the Gemara assumed that Rebbe Zabin Yaakov has reference to the case. Rebbe Zabin Yaakov has reference to the case where no tefillah was initiated by the veya, and that the whole matter was initiated by the mikvah, by Shimon. So in other words, it was Shimon took the initiative and said, Monolog Yichabiyot. Then, so after Shimon took the initiative, so Chaim Ben Reuven said that his father had told him just before he passed away that Shimon borrowed $100 from him and didn't pay up to him a penny. So this is a tiny boy. So there is a tiny boy to be Mechayish way. That's also called a tiny boy. But then in such a case, we should say let him be Nemun in the Bige. Let him be Nemun in the Bige, because after all he initiated the matter, so he could have maintained silence. Shimon could have maintained silence, and if Shimon would have maintained silence, so then Chaneir ben Reuven would have forgotten, so it's likely that Chaneir ben Reuven would have forgotten about the whole matter, because Chaneir ben Reuven didn't bother Shimon. Shimon started initiating the matter. So the answer is, as far as Midi is concerned, so Midi after the Mishwe, so is Loy Amrinot. But the Kasha of the Gemara was, true, Midi Rai say he's not for the Mishwe. Midi Rai say he's not for the Mishwe, because Midi after the Mishwe is Amrinot. But there is a Mishneh, of Amazim Tzio and Yishbam the Tikkun Eilom. So this is what the Gemara is Kasha. We have less if my Vavirim bo, we have less Lichshoshi the Tikkun Eilom, the Mishwe Vavir, the Potom Mishwe, the Kishom Rekor Vozul, Vahay Name, Kim Dere Tove. So Kimeshi Vavirim. In other words, if Shimon, so from Rashi Slosh Mitzmashma, if Chaneir ben Reuven would take the initiative, So then there wouldn't be the Daloche of Mitzvah Kaneilah. Because then it would be a regular Midrash Mikhtah. But in the case where Chaneir ben Reuven was not the Veyah, and who initiated the matter? Shimon. So then he's a Mishvah Veyah, so he should be Potter of Yishvueh Midrabon, because of Tikkun Eilah. So then the Gemara says, so in other words, so the Gemara now is assuming that Rebbe Zabin Yaakov doesn't reject the takone of Hameitzi Mitzio Yishvam the Tikkun Eilah. He also agrees. That's why the Gemara asks, the Rebbe Zabin Yaakov let the Mishvah Veyah Potter. So in other words, in according to Rashi, it means the takone of Hameitzi Mitzio. So Amar Rav, Bitei Anikot. In other words, when does Rabbi Yaakov say that Shimon has to swear that is if he's not a Meshiv Aveid Gomu? If he's a Meshiv Aveid Gomu, let's say where no time is initiated at all by the Tevaya, so then the mitzvah is the mitzvah of the Gomu, then Rabbi Zabin Yaakov. Shimon has to swear that he, if he's not ei meishi pa bei de gomo. If he's a meishi pa bei de gomo, let's say, where there is, where no time is initiated at all by the Tevaya, so then the mitzvah is a meishi pa bei de gomo. Then Rabbi Dovid Yaakov would agree that he doesn't have to swear because of the takone of Hameitza Veda Le'ishba. But in what case? So in other words, Rabbi Dovid Yaakov, the maskon of the Gemara is that Rabbi Dovid Yaakov himself also accepts the takone of Hameitza Mitzia Le'ishba Mitzikan Eilom. But when does Rabbi Dovid Yaakov say, that he does have to swear where there is, where it's Teyani Koton. And then the Gemara's Maskone, Elo Teyani, the Teyani Koton, with Teyani Koton, with the Kashelo, Emich Boynal Tanis Koton, Hanen, Milo Bishet Teyani Yifkadit Loch, Ika Bishwek Sitki Yitin Yishwek Koton, Avu Bobi Tanis Sobi, Nishboyin Afil Likoton, Ul Rabonon Afil Likodle Nishboyin, Kitnam Shwes, von Labu Yotron, of Yon Hamishin Dina Potter, would be the Rabbe Plige. So, in other words, so according to Rabbonon, even Teyani Godel, so in Mishboi, because of Meshe Vadeide, and according to Rabbe Zabe Yaakov, even Teyani Kot, so is Mishboi. But only when there is a Teyani Kodil, Mashiach came in the case, where there is no time initiated by the way at all, not even if time is cotton. So then, if Rabbi Zabe Yaakov applies the takone of Hamitza Aveid and Mishba, that will be taken away. So in other words, according to Maskona of Gemore, so both Rabbi Zabe Yaakov and the Rabbonon accept, they agree with the takone of Hamitza Aveid and Mitzia and Mishba and the taken away. But according to Rabbi Zabe Yaakov, so when do we apply it? When the Meshiv Aveid and Gomu, when the whole Tviyeh was induced by the Mitzvah. Mashiach, if it wasn't, if the Mitzvah didn't take initiative, if it was initiated by the Tevaya, even though the time is not a real time, it's not a time of Bori Gomo, so in such a case, the Blessed Yaakov holds that there is a Shwe. So in other words, now the Gemara at first said, so the Gemara answered to the Omar to the Blessed Yaakov. Now, then the Gemara says, the Rabbi Zabi Yaakov, let me show you the potter, and Rashi says, let me show you the potter, but Shonimu, Hamitz Mitzir, you can take it on, so take the test against Rashi, but what kind of a kasha does the Gemara raise? After all, the Gemara itself asked against Rabbi Yitzchok, let me Hamitz Mitzir, you can take it on. So the Gemara said, who's going to make Rabbi Zabi Yaakov? So that means that Rabbi Zabi Yaakov rejects the takone of Mitzir, you can take it on. Rabbi Yitzchok agrees with Rabbi Zabi Yaakov. So why does the Gemara all of a sudden ask the Rabbi Zabi Yaakov less than Mishra Abed Potter? But the answer is, according to Rashi's Pshat, so even Rabbi Yitzchok does not reject the Takone of Mishra Tikkun Eilom altogether. But because Rabbi Yitzchok, when does Rabbi Yitzchok say that he has to swear when there is a certain timing? But the timing is not a timing. It's not a good timing, you see. Time is boring, shady bubble. For example, if he says, if the Tevaya, the Balaveide, bases his timing upon a certain logical deduction that he makes, he says, I saw that you picked up a kiss, and since you picked up a kiss, so you must have picked up two kisses. So in such a case, according to the others, to the other Tanoim, some Mele he wouldn't have to swear. But according to Rabbi Yitzchok, since he's not a Meshiv Aveide Gomo, because the Hashavet Aveide was not initiated by the Meshiv Tzie, who took the initiative? The Abal Aveide himself? So Rabbi Yitzchok doesn't consider him as a Meshiv Aveide. And the same thing, and Rabbi Ben Yaakov also agrees with Rabbi Yitzchok. Because in the case where the Tvi'a is initiated by the Kof, so this is not a real Taine, Taine's Kof is not a real Taine, so Mimele, according to the Rabbonon, even though it was initiated, so according to the Rabbonon, so we say he has a din of Meshiva Veide, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, so he says that Loishne Boi, the Loishne is no enemy. So if the Tvi'a was initiated by the Tvi'a, even though it was initiated by the Tvi'a, by the Ben, not by the father himself, but by the Ben, and where the Ben is his own, when the whole time of the Ben is based upon what he heard from his father, and even though it was initiated by the time of the Ben Cotton, so that's like a timeless body shame and goal. So, but still, there is a certain time, if there is a certain time, so then the takone, according to Rabbi Yaakov, the takone of Hamitzin Tzio Menishba, which in the Neilom doesn't apply, but in a case where the Tevea does not take the initiative at all, no initiative at all, and when the whole initiative is taken by the mitzvah, so in such a case, even Rabbi Ben Yaakov would agree that there is a halacha of Hamitzin Tzio Nishba with the Tikkun Eilam. So in the Maskonah, call it Maskonah of the Gemara, so Rabbi Ben Yaakov also agrees with the Takone of Hamitzin Tzio Nishba with the Tikkun Eilam. And Rabbi Yitzchok also agrees with the Takone of Hamitzin Tzio Nishba with the Tikkun Eilam. But according to Rabbi Yitzchok, and according to Rabbi Ben Yaakov, the Takone of Hamitzin Tzio Nishba, the Tikkun Eilam is only shayach where the Balaveide, did not initiate the whole matter. For example, now let's say Reuven lost the kids, and then Shimon comes to him. And he says, now I found the keys, is that your keys? So Reuven says, now since you picked up this keys, and this keys, when I lost it, this keys was tied to another keys, so you must have picked up the other keys too. So in such a case, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and Rabbi Yitzchok would agree that he doesn't have to swear, because of Hamitzin Tzio Yishba, Elomti Tikkun Eilam. So everybody would agree. Masha'inke, when does Rabbi Yitzchok say that the Mitzvah Mitzvah has to swear, if the Baal Aveide comes and says to the Mitzvah Mitzvah, he says that I was standing on the roof and I saw you picked up the keys. Now, since you picked up, I didn't see how many keys you picked up, but since you picked up this one kiss, so you must have picked up another kiss because the two kissing were tied together. So in such a case, Rabbi Yitzchok says, and Rabbi Yaakov will agree with him, that since it was initiated by the Tevea, even though the title of the Tevea was not a title of Bori Gomu, because let's say in the case what they are talking, so it's not the title of Bori Gomu, or in this case, so all he saw was that he was picked up a kiss. But how many kisses? He didn't see. Now, and the Mitzvah Messiah says, I picked up only one kiss. So in such a case, Rabbi Yitzchok says that he's not a Mishim Avidim Gomo, and he's not Potter of the Shvuah. He's not Rosh Hashanah. And Rabbi Ben Yaakov also agrees with him. So in Mele, we can say that the Shita of Rashi is completely like the Rilidash. The Tmila to the Mishwil Amrino. And he explains the Gemore. The Gemore of Shwes Hashom with the Chiv Rachmono. Ich mishkach aslo. Levenemon Nensu below Shwe because of the Nige of Adam or of Erzal. So why don't we say that he is Nemo? In a case where he was not Maskit Chavir Mishtar, why don't we say that he is Nemo? Without Ishwer, because Midrash Turim Ishwer Lamrino. But that's only over there, because there the Torah had to mention a Chiyuv Shwer. So even in a case where there is a Midrash, so we say Midrash, once the Torah was Michayev Ishwer, so Midrash Turim Ishwer Lamrino. Masha'in can hear by me the Mikzah. By the mikzas, so over the mikzas there is a mikzah. So the kasha was before Rabbi in the terrace of Eilud HaMeiz. So before Rabbi in the terrace of Eilud HaMeiz, so it meant that in all cases of the mikzas, it's Mivu of Eilud that he tells the truth without the shvuah. So why should the Torah provide the din of shvuah? If it's Mivua Veini, so Rabbi Gizekeretz, no, it's not Mivua Veini. It's not Mivua Veini. That's why the Torah provides. Now, so the Kashi is, so in the name of Migrat, to the Mishwuya Loyamrino, in the Migrat of Mishwadeide. But Kashi says here, the Maung Vatevo, since in every case of Mivua Veini, so there is a Migrat. So it's Mivua Veini. If it's Mivua Veini, the Torah, and the whole purpose of Shwuya is to be Mivareya. Is to be Mivareya to the Nemones of Baldovo, but to be Mivareya to the Nemones of Baldovo. So in case where it's Mivura Veimit by itself without Shwe, the Torah shouldn't even provide Shwe. So the answer is, it's not Mivura Veimit, because Eino Lemeiz. Now there is a Kashi, that is a very good talent of Rashi. The only thing is, because Rashi Shite is, that the why we say Eino Lemeiz we say, because of a korasteve, so it's only Balboa where there is a korasteve, but where, let's say, by because where there is no a korasteve, so then we say that there is the domains. So the kashi is according to Rashi. So in case now, since we have to mishvuya loyam. Since Midrash Turim Ishvuah is Loyamrino, but the kasha of Rabbi was, in all cases of Midrash Mikzah, there is a Migeh. In all cases of Midrash Mikzah, there is a Migeh. So Mimele, in all cases of Midrash Mikzah, there is a Migeh. So Mimele, the Torah shouldn't even provide the Ishvuah. So what is the Teretz? So it's Mivua Veini. So what is the Teretz? The teretz of Rabbi is because Eino Lemeiz born of Nei Baal Chevei. Since it's Eino Lemeiz born of Nei Baal Chevei, so Memele, it's not Mivua Veini. It's not Mivua Veini. Now the kasha is Rabbonon and Rabbeinu Ben Yaakov. Rabbonon and Yaakov. So the Gemara said Rabbonon say that Bidnei. Listen to Yaakov Sova. Leishne boi, veloishne bidnoi, en mei, vihim kach lav meishi vabedehu. But according to Rashi, that the whole reason as to why is en mei, is because of a korasteve. So why do we say, leishne boi, veloishne bidnoi, en mei, bishleine, according to Tesis, the reason as why en mei, because the chaver is maka b'shikrei. So we can understand this, why Rabbi Yaakov says, reach the boy, reach the name in the maze. But according to Rashi, that the reason why the maze is because of a korasteve. So how does Rabbi Yaakov say, reach the boy, reach the name in the maze? But by bidnoi, there is no a korasteve. That's the kasha. All right.
How is it where the Rashi breaks the
Rashi, everybody is Rashi against Rashi. Now the Gemara says, Rabbi says, that the end of the maze, That's why if it mixed us, it requires a shul. So why is inner meitz? So Tisves and all the other shame, they say inner meitz because mitnei shechaveri make b'shikhe. But Rashi says in Vorakame, Dafkuf Zayin, so Rashi says the thing of the maize because of a Korah stain. In other words, when Reuven says to Shimon, I lent you $100, and Shimon says, I borrowed only $50, so there is no mige because of the maize. So why isn't the maize? Because of a Korah stain. After all, he did him a favor. Reuven did Shimon a favor. But by Pekodin, he is maize. So the whole reason as to why he is a maize is because she also a table. So Tesva says in Volokame, also in Gittin, that now in the maize, only for us, if she also a table, he appears in Kuntres Val Gittokame. Then came with Pekodin, she also a table, Yivta, the maybe Mikta, the Mikta, the Boye Kivrake. So then the question arises, now Rabbi said that the only reason is why we didn't mix us in the Chivish Vuyen, did not name only the Nige, is because it's in the maze. But according to Rashi, the day of the maze is only Shara Baal Vuyen, but because where there's a Teve, but by because there is no Teve, so it's maze. So with the mixas, every with the mixas by because should be put. Und wir haben durch den, der am wichtig ist, bevor ich es ist, gefahren in das Alte Loch, weil immer der Chomisch, so wichtig ist, bevor ich es ist, ein Preis ist, der da Loch hat mit dem Mikta, für die Schreibe Schuhe, weißt du, zu bekommen? Dem Kind, Gott nicht, was er Thema gibt, dann mit dem Mikta, wie mir geht die Boje gefragt, und wir haben durch den, ich habe wieder mit dem Mikta, wie Gott, er war ein oder mehr ist, komm, wo kommst du, ich habe gesagt, die Idee schon geschafft. In the Pirish River. They were coming. That's the way you hold the Rishayim next way. Now, he said, so, first of all, I mean, how is it possible that Rashi should say that by Pekodin, where there is no Akoras David, so in the Mikzas should be Potter of Yeshua, in the Mishnah of Rashi. Then, they all ask another Kashi against Rashi. Now, this Machlekin, between the letter of Yaakov and the Chachom. So the Gemara says, so the Gemara mentions Rabbi's deed. So then the Gemara says as follows, the letter of Yaakov says that by Mona Lovicho Biyodi Vachaltif Pras, so Ari is a Lishv. The Chachomim say, in a Lishv Avei. So what is the matter like it? The Gemara says, Rabbi's of Yaakov, so Bar Lishin et Bey, Vilishin et Bidnei, Eidi Mei, ויוקח לך מי שבאבדו. רבון סברה ביו די למייז, אבל בני מייז, ומדלוי מייז מי שבאבדו. So how can רב לזר ביעקב say, לא יש נבוי ולא יש נבני אין המייז? בישלוי מי איפה הוא יסי, that the time of in the מייז is because of מכבי שקרי. So מכבי שקרי, so בבני is also in the מייז. Whether we explain we apply the machlekes between Rav Lezer ben Yaakov and the Chachomim, as the Baal HaMoira says, in regard to the case where the son is paying a tanis borin that is based on what he heard from his father. Or if we explain it like the Rambam, that where the son says he's paying tanis borin on the basis of his own personal observation. Or his own visualization, in other words, the son said, well, I was spending just a short time before my father passed away, and I heard that you admitted that you borrowed and you didn't pay up yet. So then we can understand as to why there is a machlekes between Rav Lezer ben Yaakov and the Chachomim, as to whether we say, we've made lays of name, let's say according to Baal HaMoira, that the machlekes between Rav Lezer ben Yaakov and the Rabbonon has reference to the case where the son is staying in Tanis Bori that is based upon
what the son heard from his father. Father. So then, so Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, so Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, so says, Eloish ne boi, Eloish ne rabbonon say, Beyud in me, Abel ben Neime. In other words, when do we say that, you know, the maize, that is, when the other party, the such a Canadian, is Makab Shikre, on the basis of the, on the basis of his own observation. Mashe'in came, where the son says, let's say, Chaneir ben Ruve, says to Shimon, now I was standing just a short time before my father passed away, before my father Ruve passed away, and I heard that you admitted to my father that you owe him $100 and you didn't pay up any part of it. So now, and that's according to Ramban, you see. That's according to Ramban. So let's say in such a case, so according to Ramban, that is a machleket. So the Rabbonim say that be the maids. Why? The enemy is according to all the shame is based upon the fact that Chavir is Maka B'Shikre. Now, why do the Rabbonim say, according to Ramban, that the name is, after all, he testifies on the basis of his own observation? So there, so the Ramban says that since the son doesn't know anything except the fact that he heard the Shimon saying to his father Ruvei that he owes him. So Mele Shimon has the hose of saying, no, I don't owe you the whole debt. But how can he dare face Chaneir ben Ruvein, because he thinks, since he doesn't know the whole background, he just heard one statement that I made, so I'll be able, you know, to tell him the story, I mean, Mishatar Yoyisibay, and so on and so forth. When the Baal Dovah himself, who knows the whole background, is Makab Shikre, so then the other fellow doesn't have the chutzpah to say a lie that Chaveh is Makab Shikre, because he can't explain it. Mashaik in the case of when it's by Ben. So even though the Ben heard how Shimon admitted to Uvein, but so Shimon thinks he'll be able to tell him his story. Mishatami boy, and so on and so forth. And there was another chayv, so $50 has to be offset against the other 50, he'll be able to tell him his story. So in other words, that's why the Rabbonim say Beil Meis al Nei Meis, and Rabbi Yaakov says Loish the boy, Loish the bivnoi in the Meis. Now, according to the Baal Moyas Pshat, that the machlekes between Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbonim is dafka in the case where the son is not taking the time is boring on the basis of his own personal observation, because if the son, according to Baal Moyas, if the son will be paying it on his body on the basis of his own personal observation, then everybody will say that he's an enemy. So the machlokes between Yaakov and the Rabbonon is reference to the case where the son is seen it on his body on the basis of what he heard from the father. In other words, Chaneir ben Ruvein says, just before my father Ruvein passed away, he told me that you owe him $100 and you didn't pay up the penny. So in such a case, the Rabbonim say, Beyu the Meis, I'll name Meis, because that's all. He has the Hose to say it's not true, your father lied. After all, so in other words, so he tells the son that his father lied, because the son doesn't know himself. And the Rabbonim Yaakov says, because after all, he knows that the son trusts his own father more than he trusts Shimon. Chaneir ben Ruvein trusts Ruvein more than he trusts Shimon. So the male is enemy. All right, but according to Rashi, according to Rashi, that the reason is why it may is because of the table, so it has nothing to do with Makale Bishitre. So how does Rabbi Zevi Yaakov say Leishne Boi Veleishne Bnei Enimei? Why? Because what? He didn't do him any favor. So how did Rabbi Zevi Yaakov say Leishne Boi Veleishne Bnei Enimei? So we have to say that when Rashi explains that the Eino Demeis is based upon the fact which is also the table, not just on the basis of Makar B'Shitrei, so Rashi says that I'll leave it the Rabbonon of Rabbi Zevi Yaakov. And according to Rashi, that goofy is the machlekes between Rabbi Zevi Yaakov and the Rabbonon. Rabbi Zevi Yaakov says, Leishne boi ve leishne bignoi, inimei, and the Rabbonon says, Tavre, boi ud inimei, avol bidnei is mei, umidiloi mei, meishim avedu. So, when Rashi says, so that's the Rabbonon holds Rabbi Zevi Yaakov. So Rashi will admit that according to Rabbi Zevi Yaakov, the inimeis is based upon the fact that Chavir is Maka B'Shikrei. So Memele, Babnei is also Maka B'Shikrei. Whether it's like the Ramban or like the Balamoya, even according to Balamoya, it's still Maka B'Shikrei, because the son is convinced that whatever the father told him is true. So Memele, when Shimon contradicts what Chaneich says he heard from Reuven, so then it means that Chaneich ben Reuven is Makar B'Shikrei of Shimon. Makar B'Shikrei of Shimon. So Memele, that's why Rabbi Yaakov holds that the reason is why he's amazed is because Chavir Makar B'Shikrei. So he says, Loishne boi loishne lein amazed. Then the Rabbono say, they would be amazed. Abu Dhabi is why at all? Is Makar B'Shikrei? The answer is because the whole din of Enimei according to Rabbi Yaakov is based upon the fact also the table. Because of Akoras table. So B, there is Akoras table, but the Dhabi, there is no, he didn't lend him any money. The Ben didn't, Chaneich ben Reuven did not lend Shimon any money. Reuven lent Shimon money, not Chaneich ben Reuven, so there is no Akoras table. So the male is made. That group is the machlokes. Now, then the other kasha. I mean that how can Rashi say that the pshat of inner mates, the inner mates is with each other on the table. So then came with the code in shall we also on the table, yipote, we made the mixer. So every minute because of the Kodei will, let's say the Bible, the woman is saying to Shimei, Shnai Mosarto, Mosarto, Mosarti or Lchot, Mosarti Lchot, Vihua email the Mosarti Lchot. So this is an example of made the Mitzah, of the Mitzah of the Kodei. So he has to take his Shvue, but by the Kodei there is no Akkor Esteve. So Memele it's made, so we shouldn't have to take a shvuah. That's what, so the Mishnah Sfiforosh is, Esak Val Misato Lachval, Val Eimer, Misato Liel Chomich. So it's a bit of Mitzah. Then the Machlek is between Rav Meir and the Rabbonan is something else. Well, there are no Vim Reimdi, we bought here, to Tzurim Dome or not to Tzurim Dome. So it's a Shemeshaile, whether it is Karka or Mitautor. But Hakel maybe, that if it is Mitautori, even though it's recorded, even though it's recorded, so we say that it's Chayav Shvuah of Mele Mitzah. So according to what the Tumim says, according to what the Tumim says in the Rimigash, and in Mele, we can say that in Rashi also, that in other words, that Migel Aftura Mishvuah is Goyamri, and even the Migel of Meshiv Aveidel Aftura Mishvuah is Goyamri. Is Aftura Mishvuah is Goyamri. So why does Rabbi ask the question, Mitnimaum or Teirom in Mirtan Nishba? So the answer is this. By the way, once we have a Chiyuv of Parashah of Shvuah, let's say, Nens. So there is a Parashah of Shvuah of Nens. And the Parashah of, and the Chiyuv Shvuah of Nensu can be visualized in cases where there is no Mirtan. So the Torah had to mention a Parashah of Nens. It had to. Because because in the case where someone was meiseya pikodin lachaveirei bishtar, then there is no need. So memele, there had to be a parashe of mensu, of a shvur of mensu. So once the Torah mentioned a chiyuv shvur of mensu, but in a specific situation where it must be this chaveirei shaloi bishtar, shaloi b'edi, so memele, then he has a bigger, so he says, "Mila aftirom shvur lamayon." Masha'in kein, Rabbi's kashi is before Rabbi gave the text of Enon Meis Bonet Lachivei, so it was assumed that in every case of need, bein in the Mikveh by the court, bein in the Midah Mikdash, in every case of Midah Mikdash, bein in the Midah Mikdash of Kitov, and bein in the Midah Mikdash of Milveh. So there is always a Mikveh. So, and before Rabbi knew of the terrace of Enon Meis, so that means it was a bureau. There is always a bureau. In every case of Medin Mikdash, there is a bureau. Now, the purpose of the Shvui, of the parasha of Shvui, is that the Mitzvah should be Mivarev for Shvui. But if there is a Mikdash in every case of Medin Mikdash, so it's Mivur of Eden, why should the Torah be Mechadish? So the Kashi is against the Torah. Why does the Torah say, impose a Shvui? In every case, then it's Bor Veini. So it doesn't serve any purpose. So the Teretis, the Torah had to be Mechadish in Din of Shvui. Bechol HaKochah is by Milveh, so it is, there is Hodge. So Memeleh, there is no Bior. So Memele, the Torah had to be Mechadish, a din of Shvui, since the Torah had to be Mechadish, a din of Shvui. So even in the case where there is a Biror of Mikveh, let's say Bifikodin, so you have to be Shvui, you know, but before Rabbi knew of the terrace of Enon Meis, then in every case of Enon Mikdash, there is a Biror. So the Torah should give you the Mechadish, a Biror of Shvui. All right. Now, the thesis, let's just go over the thesis. That's Gimel Medal, let's take this at the bottom. Then we'll proceed with Gimel. In the Ma'am Matei, Pira Sheheinemon Bimiye, the Boye Kibra, Oilat Mihoche, the Oilime Mige Baum, Umishane, the Inzemi, the Inzemi, the Maze Ponof Dichterake, Hoyu the Haver Makabashik. So thesis emphasized Makabashik, and according to thesis, this is the reason for in the Maze. Bein alibi de Rabbanon, bein alibi de Rabbanon de Yaakov. Whereas according to Rashi, so alibi de Rabbanon, the reason why the maize is because of the Korosim. Avu mokib shiokul hoi, skim bnei, vom amone lo vicho biyodi, vachau tifras nemon b'migil bo yekiv haakov, nisi kizor yekiv kifuot, yikshule, ufeshu es ayon. Vim teima, kif haakov menorim di potra, vein lo ima mitam chazoke, deino de maize, dafu mokib shiokul hoi, spota, figin bnei, ואפילו מלמיקת הספורט, חוסו מיגה דיבוי כפרק. זאת אומרת, זה רבון על הפרק, זה יעקב שאי, זה בדני, so he spot of the shui, the mishva veid, because he could be a kibar hakel, because of the maize by the name. So we see from there that had he been a kibar hakel, would be potter. Because if we say that in such a case, kibar hakel is chalef, so maybe by the mixed of the day, he has no mig. ואין לו אם אביה אפילו מניסר של מיכתא שידחות מחי לשוי והיא כפרה כל חי מי נפקי מיני מידחות when is there a din of שוי by דחות when is there a din if הוא מצטע שימן יום מעל הדלת שימן זה כפרה כל זה לא דם אין לי דחות testify that they owes so the need for שימן is to take a שוי to contradict the agon of the דחות now if we are going to say that every Kippur HaKol without the Haggadah by Yidachot is Chuyev Shvui. So what's the purpose of the Chuyev Shvui of the Gezeirat HaKotel is that? Hobla, vi Kippur HaKol Chayev, ma nafkim min Yidachot. So Hobla Avach Chayev? No, so that's no Raya. So we could say this is the Mokeh from the Torah that Kippur HaKol, when there is not Yidachot, is Potter of Shvui. So that's no Raya, he says. Yo, it's Trich Bimokim Shvui Nitevei Akum, Ve Nigedeya, V'yoeid mei shu bonafu shuobi filo. So we see that this is shita here. I mean, Rabbi Yeshe is being made as his chelik on this. Now, so we see that this is shita here that an idechot is mechaya vishuye even when the teveya is not tein itan yisbol. When the teveya is tein itan yishem. Suppose Reuven would say to Shimon, I don't remember, I remember that you borrowed from me $100. I don't remember whether you paid it off or you didn't pay it off. You didn't pay it off. And then Shimon says, well, I paid off every penny of it. And then Nidecho testifies, no, he knows it was also, and he knows that it wasn't paid off. So there is no time to borrow by the Tevea. So in such a case, Nidecho Mechayev Yishvu. So Memele, there is no Raya that Kifar Hakel is for. Because maybe Kifar Hakel is also Chayev Yishvu. But why do we need a Posik? A Posik that Nidecho Mechayev? No, we need a Posik that Nidecho Mechayev, but the Tevea is not the entire story. It's only the entire Shema. Mashayim came where the Tevea is the entire story, then without Nidecho, so the Kifar Hakel is Chayev Yishvu. Rabbi says, Migash is Chayev. And he says that an Nidecho that can only be Mechayev Yishvuye if it is coupled with a Tainus Bori by the Tevea. As a matter of fact, I mean, we discussed the connection with Edam Sagea, Rabbi Tam Shite, Edam Sagea, whether it's part of the Yishvuye or not. Now, so Maram Rutenberg agrees with Rabbi Tam, and he says it's a Kawachina. In other words, he doesn't think Kawachina Rayal Fusei, it's just plain straw. So he says, so it's a kawachina, that it's ayez in the shvuyah. So we explain it, that the question is this, whether the chiyuv shvuyah by idecho is just like the apostle, that the hagodes idecho imposes a shvuyah upon the mitzvah, just as the doye of the mitzvah imposes a shvuyah on the mitzvah on the rest. So the hagodes idecho imposes a shvuyah. Or it's not that the hagodes idecho is mechayev. Ligavi shvuyah, in relative to Shvue, a Dechot has Nemones just as two Eidim, has Nemones Ligabe Mon. So this is what Maram Rutenberg says. If he Dechot, if he Dechot is Nemo, to be Mechayev Yishvue, Mechayev Yishvue means that if he doesn't swear, so the Mitzvah has to pay, so he is Nemo, even to be Meitim Omein, so certainly a Dechot, if someone is Chayev Yishvuye and he has to stay in case he doesn't swear, so if Nidecho testifies and is Misayeya, so then he should certainly be Nemo Lehamzik Mom. So if Ahmed Bom Amuri is the din that Nidecho did Chayev Yishvuye is based upon the monies, that Ligabe Yishvuye and Nidecho did the same monies as two Eidim as Ligabe Mom. So then we can say this word. In other words, so if he has pneumonis, the death of his pneumonis, lehalzi, lehetzi, so he certainly should have pneumonis, lehav. But if we say that it's exerasakosu, the hagodol, the death of his mechayim yishvuye, so then we cannot deduce by means of logic. If the hagodol, the death of his capable of being mechayim, he should be capable of pattering. What has one thing to do with the other? There's exerasakosu that is mechayim, but pattering not. So Rabbi Tam Shite, Rabbi Tam Shite is that the Dalok and the Dalok and Chayev Yishvuye is based upon the money. Now if it's based upon the money, so what difference does it make whether the time is born by the Tevea or not? Now suppose there will be two Eidim who will testify that Shimon owes $100 to Reuven, and Reuven will say in Yedea. So we still have to pay because we have no money. So anyway, when he therefore testifies, Shimon also has to pay. That's why it's so stated that she does. But the Rabbi says, the Migash apparently, he holds that the Nidecho is not the Chayev Yishvuye without the time of glory. So obviously, according to the Rabbi says, the Migash, it's not a din of Nemones, it's just a Kosov, that according to the Nidecho is the Chayev Yishvuye. Alright, anyway, so Teisa says, so how do we know that Kifahakeil is Potter of Yishvuye? The Yeish Leima, the Michivu Zeh, Mashpa the Gzera Takosov, the daf kemir is a tiny chayev, v'lo yikipa. All right. Now the Gemara. Well, my Kalachim, what is the Kalachim? So without Yalfuse, I would say, he's not going to say the Yim, he's not Mechayim Mishwe. There would be swore to distinguish between Yidua's Pif and Agon Seidim. But because of the Kalachim, we know that Agon Seidim is Mechayim Mishwe. What is the Kalachim? Uma Pif, Shei Mechayim Mishwe. Mechayim Mishwe, Eidim Shei Mechayim Mishwe Mishwe, Eidim Shei Mechayim Mishwe 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 Mishwe. So in other words, peace, now never kawachina. So there is a minor premise and a major premise. Sometimes we reduce the minor from the major, and sometimes we reduce the major from the minor. Now in this case, so we learn out, Uma peace in the chayvim on it. Peace is the cow. That's the minor premise. It's peace in the chayvim on it. So it's cow, comparatively cow. So still it's mechayv shvuye. So that premise, which is comparatively, relatively cow, is capable of imposing the shvuye, eidim which is relatively homo, eidim shemechayim eisim momei, eidim shemechayim eisim shvuye. So Gemara is a kashe, upiv eim chayim eisim momei, voidaz baldin kimei eidim domei. So we see that piv is mechayim momei, is mechayim momei. Gemara says, my woman knas. So Ratchia means this, Mati Pshei Mechayvei woman of knas. So it's relatively correct. Kal, it cannot be Mechayev. It cannot be Mechayev knas. Still it is capable. That which is Kal has the chumre of imposing Yishvue. So Eidim, which is relatively homo, certainly should have the chumre of imposing Yishvue. Mati Pshei Mechayvei knas. מחייב ישועה, אידים שמחייב איזה קנס, אין דין שמחייב איזה שבועה. פיו של מחייב מום מידות, וכמה פעמים שלו, מחייב ישועה לשור. אין מחייב איזה מום מה שהוא ידעו, אין דין שחייב ישועה לשור. So, ידוע אז בלדים כמי ידעים דום, איפה ראי זה נצטף מציא את פרק פשע. פיו של מחייב קנס. יאופין אם לקרוא ידמי בקנס פרוט אשר ישיר ונלהים, פרד למה שיהיה מה הוא פיו, זאת אומרת, זה פיר, מה הוא פיו שכם מחייב יקור? In other words, how are you deducing that Agon HaSeidim is Mechayev Yishvue? Because if that which is relatively cow can be Mechayev Yishvue, so that which is relatively homo can also be Mechayev Yishvue. But if we can show that that which you consider relatively cow has a certain chumre, has a certain aspect of chumre, even though generally it is relatively cow. But it has, in certain respects, it has a chumre over and above eidim. So then you cannot learn out, you cannot say, just a speed which is relatively kal is mechayev, so eidim which is relatively chomo. Because we can say, maybe peev, in spite of the fact that it's relatively kal, but because of it has one big chumre that eidim do not have, so that's why it has another chumre, Masha'in Kei Neidi, which do not have that chumre that Piv has, cannot be Mechayev Yishvue. So Ma'u Piv Shechem Mechayev Yishvue, Piv has a chumre that it can be Mechayev Yishvue. In other words, if somebody comes and says, I ate chumre v'shegei, so he has to bring Yishvue. Toma Be'edim Shechem Mechayev Yishvue. Why is that? How do we know that Piv Mechayev Yishvue? Because the Torah says in the Parsha form, So, but Eidim is not Mechayev Yishvue. Why? Because Oyehida Olam, V'loi Sheyedu Acher. So Piv has a certain chumre that Eidim don't have. So maybe that's another case of that Piv has a chumre, that the Moses is where Eidim do not have that chumre. So Yimora says, Holy Kash, Rav Chiyek Sherev Meir Svirah, Yomach Eidim Mechayev Yishvue Korm Mekalachim. Nan, Omru Mishnayim Ochal Tochele, Viyu Ahimelo Yochalti, Reb Meir Mechaye, Vachachom in Petrin. So there is a machlekes between Reb Meir and Vachachom in. If two Eidim say to one that he ate Chelet, and he says, no, I didn't eat. So Reb Meir says, that he is chayv to bring the call. In other words, that Edim can be Mechayevim. So according to Rav Meir, so we cannot say that Piv has a certain, in certain respects, it's more humble. We got it all, because we see that Edim, on the counter, Edim is Mechayevim, even when the Edim are contradicted by Piv. So Mila, there is no Piv. Alright. So it's Omer Shnai Chal Tchil Ol Chal Tchil Mir Mechayev Chachom Tchil Omer Rav Meir Im Viyu Shnai Im Vidim Yishe Chamu O If Tu Eidi Can Mechayev Mise Even though the Baldi Against whom they can testify is Master Shefa So still it becomes Mechayev Mise So why shouldn't Tu Eidi be able to Mechayev in Kom Im Viyu Shnai Im Yishe Chamu O Yishe Chamu O Omulei, the Chum said, Mayim Yotzalim Amezi to Yisro Yipot. Now let's see how Rashi explains. Vule Achalti, Omushnai Achalti Chilip Sheik, Vule Achalti Poter, Shohoyo Yochleim Amezi to Yisri, Vyipotam Nakom, Afi Shomale Achalti Poter, Vimale Lishake. So Rashi explains the Chachomim that the reason as to why the Chachomim say that the Omul Ishnai Machal Tochele V'yom Eloi Achalti. So he doesn't have to bring it home. He doesn't have to bring it home. It's because he's Nehemon to contradict the Eidim because he has a Nisei. What's the Nisei? Maul Ishakam is Nisei. Because what do they say? They say we saw you eat chayim. What does he say? He say, no, you're not telling the truth. I mean, this is how Rashi put it. You're not telling the truth. So in other words, I was eating chayim. But suppose when they even say we saw you eat chayim, v'shege, so he would say, true, you saw me eat chayim. But how do you know that it was v'shege? I know that I ate chilul amazing. The amazing doesn't have to bring it off. So then they wouldn't even be able to argue with him. But he doesn't say. Here we have referenced the case where he doesn't say, I ate what you observe is true, but I didn't see the shady guy in the day. He says, what you observe, what you say you saw, is not true. There is no, I didn't eat any chilul. So since he could have said that Lechalti Sheikal Amazi, now that he says Lechalti, he's also this is Kashi Gidi. So it's Midim Mokimei. How can Midim be effective against it? Now let's see the basis. Alright, now let's see this to all the three pages. Malati, Shechim Mechai Vikom. Tema Veidim, Shechim Mechai Vikom. So that was mentioned by the Gemara as a Piv. So we see that Piv is not completely comparatively calm. We see that Piv has a certain Chumra that Veidim doesn't. Don't. Piv, Shechim Mechai Vikom, Mafleid, Maxish, they say. They mean Lafche Levad, Alashumet. Die meine Matrischen sehen, hier kommen auch immer bei ihnen, in den anderen Kreisen ist kommen meine Matrischen, was will ich dich auch die meine Matrischen mich halt kommen. So what does it mean? Tima Beidi, so Tima Beidi, that they cannot be Michael,